state it again. For he's been on time, God. Yes, he is. Oh, on time, God. Yes, he is. Well, Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. I say he's an on time God. Yes, he is. You can ask the children of Israel, trapped by the Red Sea, by that mean old Pharaoh and his army. They had water all around them, and Pharaoh on the tracks. But I don't know where God stepped in and built a highway just like that. Let me tell you, he's an on time God. Yes, he is. Oh, on time God. Yes, he is. Yes, Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. I said, he's an on time God. Yes, he is. The 5,000 hungry souls he fed on the banks by the river with two dishes and five loaves of bread. What a miracle he performed for the multitude. Way back then, what he did, he did the same for the you and me. Let me tell you, he's an on time God. Yes, he is. Oh, on time God. Yes, he is. Yes, Job said he may not want, but he'll be there right on time. I say he's an on time God. Yes, he is. Yeah, he's on time. He's on time. He's on time. Oh, yeah. He's on time. He's on time. He's on time. As the Hebrew boys, and they'll tell you, he's on time. Yeah. As Abraham, and he'll tell you, he's on time. Ask Joe, and he'll tell you, he's on time. Ask Daniel in the lion's den, and he'll tell you, and he's an on time God. Yes, he is. Oh, on time God. Yes, he is. Well, Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. Said he's an on time God. He's an on time God. He's an on time God. Yes, he is.
Amen.
But he's on time.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Anybody glad to be in the house today?
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Is Lord. The Lord has kept us yet another day and another week.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. As we're moving down swiftly through 2023.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I believe this is the 244th day, I believe it is. And we are still here. We're not here because we've been right. We're not here because we've been holy. Not here because we've been praising God as he asks. But we're here out of his grace and his mercy. Praise God. And a lot of things continue to happen. We give glory and honor and praise to God for this day. Because this is another day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that you're in the day. Hallelujah. Because he could have left us yesterday. But he brought us all over to this day. Praise God. We give glory and honor and praise that God is still doing great things. Praise God. In spite of the enemy trying to do what he would do. Hallelujah. But God is here in our midst. And he will make things work out according to his divine will and purpose. And everything that we go through, we're supposed to give thanks. Because it's the Lord that brings us through and not we ourselves. So we give glory and honor to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And to our presider, that's the best. Who's done a magnificent job. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God. So we thank God for her. Hallelujah. It come out just like the Lord intended for it to come out. Minister Bess. Praise God, hallelujah. It's not that you messed up. It's just what the Lord allowed you to say. Hallelujah. We think we might need to say one thing, but God tells us to say something else. Praise God, hallelujah. And all to act one way to see how you will receive it. Hallelujah. Because everything is a test. That we're supposed to not look at the person that may have done what you may have called an error, but look at you to see how you respond to it. If you be responding the way Christ would respond. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about. To all the ministers in the house and to all mothers and deacons and all officers of the Church of the Living God and to every lay person, praise God for you. And it's good to see Sister Bell. Yes. Hallelujah. Let you know what God can and will do. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so we praise God for her. And he's yet going to do more things. Hallelujah. Because he said that it would. What time is it? Good news time. We come to bring you some good news in this bad news world. So we praise God for that. That we may come to share with you out of God's word. Hallelujah. From the book of John, St. John. And John 10:10. Are we there? St. John, chapter 10, verse 10. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that you may have life and have it more abundant. Hallelujah. The thief come. And so somebody watch out for that thief. Okay. The thief come. All right. And he's coming for the purpose of stealing, killing, and destroying. So you can see he's not coming for any good. All right? And we need to realize that whatever he's bringing is a trick. He promised you, but he can't deliver. All right? And he will enter into your life. Okay? And you not know he's there. Because he is a master of deception. Yeah. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, for this he came. Okay. Now, if we look at our lives and things that we're faced with, it comes to us because God allowed it. And it comes for us for our good. It may not come to you in a good way that you think, but it's coming exactly the way God intends for it to happen. Now, had this been an ideal world as God made it, had this had been a world before sin still existing, then we wouldn't have to worry about anything. But since we disobeyed him and caused sin to enter in the land, the world is no longer perfect. For now we got disease and destruction. We got bad things, terrible things, tragedy on the mass level. This brought in our problems that we have. He brought in sickness and death. He brought in all of this. And we're no longer a perfect individual like Adam and Eve started out being. But once that entered into the land, things don't come the way you want them to come. But they're coming the way God allowed it because we opened up that door. We brought that in. So it is with our minds. Our mind is a terrible thing. Okay, it is the devil's workshop. It is the thing that caused us to disobey God. Because the devil works on our mind. And God works with our heart. The devil will suggest things just as they did to the first two. God had told them they can eat of every tree in the garden except one. He had put in that garden everything man needs. And to be so that it's not forced to live the way God wants us to live, he gave man choice by placing the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the garden. And he placed them side by side. The tree of life, where you could eat and live forever. Or the tree of death, the tree of good and evil. You eat and die. The devil, God had told them not to bother that tree. Because you do, the day that you do, you shall surely die. And so here we are, struggling with death every day of our existence on earth because man ate from the fruit. The devil enticed him, saying to Eve, did not God say that you could not eat of this tree? Because if you do, you're going to die. He told Eve, and she answered, yes. He said, well, God told you, in so many words, told you a lie. He know that you're not going to die if you eat. He knew that what you will happen, that you will become gods like he is. And we always, for some reason, want what somebody else got. Want everybody else's position but your own. We're always striving to be what we call in the next level. Regardless of where God wants you to be there or not. We're supposed to be in all our ways and acknowledge God. And he will direct our path. But we fail 99% of the time to acknowledge God in everything that we do. The only time we acknowledge God is when something had good, that we call good, happens in us, in our lives, or in the things that we are involved in. Then we will acknowledge him. But to go to a venture that we've never been to, most of the time we don't ask God to do all of our step. We go with a made up mind, already fixed without we even consulting God. And nothing anybody else can say is gonna change it. Okay. So God came by the way of his son Jesus for this. He came to fix the problem. Because when man ate of the fruit, it brought a separation between God and mankind. A separation that couldn't be gapped by man because he was now not worthy to deal and to talk with God. And so there was a big gap, and sin continued to prevail and getting worse and worse day by day. Sin came and man thought dying Because when they eat, when they ate, they didn't die right then, the physical death. The physical death started a process of dying. The spiritual death is the one that God has reference to. And the spiritual death has come and separated us. They died immediately. And therefore, we have no way to communicate to the Lord because God is a spirit. And anybody that worships him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so here we find them. God, man could not talk to God because he severed his connection. The line that brought man and God together, the line that transmit our conversation from us to God, because we don't speak directly to God. We speak to the Spirit, and the Spirit make known our requests to God because we don't know according to the scripture, what we want, we think we do, but God knows what you want. And he knew what you want before you knew you thought you wanted. All right. So for this reason, God came in the form of his son. He came that we might have life. The scriptures say that the thief cometh. All right, so tell somebody, I tell you, watch out. Okay, the thief cometh, and he's coming to everybody. It doesn't matter how holy you think you are, how long you've been holy. The thief is coming to everybody who's our possession to be of Christ. Now he don't need to go to the house for the one that's not trying to do anything because he already got them under his thumb. And so God warns his disciples. Said the thief, who's the thief? The devil. Coming not but to do three things. Okay, he comes to steal. Okay. All right. He comes to kill. And he comes to destroy. And for this, Jesus came. You can't handle it. But Jesus can. Tell two people, God, Jesus can. We need to know that Jesus can. So why are you worrying? Jesus came that you might be delivered. Why are you worrying? Jesus can. He came for this. For this he came. He came to steal your joy. You were having a good day today. And because the devil didn't want you to have a good day, he done whispered something into your ears and into your mind and got you thinking that God can't help this. God won't deliver here. So he steals your joy and you begin your sad day and your downward spiral. He comes to steal and to kill. He'll kill your spirit. Hallelujah. He'll kill your conversation with your fellow loved ones. He'll kill your love and concern and faith and hope that you may have for your faith and your church family and your work family, and whatever else it may be, he came to restore and to fix it up. Jesus came, the devil also come to destroy everything that you have. Start falling apart. The devil starts stealing and killing and destroying your vision for tomorrow. He'll kill and destroy your hope for your deliverance. But Jesus said, I came. That you might have life. And not just have life, but have a more abundant life. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. I came. Jesus said, I came that you may be delivered. I came that you may be saved from your sin. I came that you may have life. Hallelujah. Eternal life. God did it. And Jesus performed it. It came that your crooked paths might be straight. He came to comfort you. Although you may have sinned, he came to comfort you, to let you know that all is well. I've already handled it for you. All I need you to do is believe in me. All I need you to do is confess your fault. All you got to do is claim your faith, knowing that Jesus cares and Jesus fixed it for me. He said, comfort the people in the hour of hurt. Comfort them in the hour of sadness and burdens. Comfort them. Speak ye comfortably. That your sins have been forgiven. Jesus already died and paid for the sin. Tell them that your God is blessing you and your iniquities are pardoned, for he has received of the Lord double for all her sins. So not only has he forgiven them, he has given you more blessing than you had before your sin. He's giving you, for every sin, he's giving you twice the blessing. He's making it. What is this pastor is that every time you go through, you're supposed to be getting stronger. Every time you go through, you should have more joy. Every time you have a problem, you should have greater joy. Hallelujah. Because you're still building on what God has done in your life. You're still building on what God is going to do. Hallelujah. You're still building on when things happen. And I can't handle them. I can cast all of my care to the Lord. When all is wrong, Jesus said, I will straighten up the crooked part. Any valley that you're in, I will exalt the valley. And I'm going to bring out every stun home, every hill, every mountain. Hallelujah. God said, and you're on your way to the promised land, I'll be there for you. And all you need to do is make straight the path between you and God. Hallelujah, because God said straight and narrow is the path. But God said you will be able to overcome it. He will make everything all right because he will fix it for you. He came that you may have life. He came that you may have joy. He came to get that you may have peace. He came for us, God, to have victory over death in your life. You can live forevermore. He came. For this, he came to deliver and set you free. No more strain, no more chains, no more ropes, no more bar or wire, whatever it may be. Held us up any longer. Because Jesus came to fix it. Jesus came that you might have life and have an abundant life. Jesus came and took away your sadness and left you with joy. Because they told you in the book of James, hallelujah, count it all as joy. Every heartache count it as joy. Every headache count it as joy. Every disappointment count it as joy. Everything that's going negative in your life count it as joy, because that's the only way you're going to move forward. You got to have some obstacle to move on. You got to have some steps to climb on to get up the mountain. Everything come for your joy. And so we need to remember this and be thankful for him taking you through whatever it is you're going through. It may not feel right, may not feel good, may not look right, but the joy of the Lord is still your strength. And he done that for you. Jesus came, and he done that. He took away death so that we can live forever. Now, the physical man dies daily. And that is the body that we see now. It dies daily. And one of these days, it's going to give out. Hallelujah. But the spiritual man that will revive through the death of Jesus on the cross, he is renewed every day. Hallelujah. So he continued to be renewed every day, and it will be renewed throughout eternity. Amen. Well, therefore, we can be like that to say, I was dead, but now I'm alive. I'm alive forevermore. Hallelujah. He came. God bless you. Hallelujah. Anybody need anything of the Lord at this point? We're inviting you now to the come to Jesus for your healing, your deliverance, your salvation. Whatever it is that you miss, God bless you. As for the mothers and deacons to come, that's a prayer for Deacon Leroy and Deacon Sutton.
Pray for me. Pray for me. Oh, 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 my brother,
let us
pray for me. Pray for me, church. Pray for me. Oh, oh, my brother, pray for me.
Precious God, God of heaven and earth, who has come to destroy the works of the devil. And I heard you say on the cross, it is finished. What you came to do, you have finished it. Therefore, our healing is already finished. In the name of Jesus, we pray that thou will look on the spiritual body here. The enemy has come. And we realize it came to steal, kill, and to destroy. But we come on your behalf and demand and tell him you can't stand. For the works of the Lord is manifested. For you wounded for our trespasses. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And with your stripes, hallelujah, with your stripes, with your stripes,
We've been drained by your word. Yes, God. We are healed.
Yes, God.
We are delivered.
Yes.
We've made free.
Yes.
And the joy of the Lord is all over.
Yes, God.
So we'll give you thanks for deliverance and complete restoration.
Yes, God.
Restore, God,
yes, God,
all that the devil has come to do,
yes,
and made manifest in our body.
Yes.
Destroy, God,
yes,
the pain,
yes,
and the cause of pain,
yes,
the malfunctions,
yes,
and the cause of malfunctions.
Yes.
We come now in your name,
in the name of Jesus,
give you glory,
yes,
give you honor.
Yes.
Because we know that all things are working together toward the good of them that love you. And we love you, God.
Hallelujah.
Every aching body. Every aching body. We speak deliverance. We speak healing. Every pain. In the name of Jesus. Every malfunction. We proclaim restoration. In the name of Jesus. Restore all our health.
Yes.
Back to where it was more than 10 years ago.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God, do this for us.
Yes.
As we continue to climb the mountain.
Yes, God.
Trying to get to the other side. Do it for us, God.
Yes, God.
He'll deliver,
yes, God,
and set free.
Yes.
In Jesus' name,
in
we proclaim
Jesus
it.
Name.
By your word. We are healed. We are delivered. We are made free. Because Jesus came. Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. To bound up those that are bruised. Jesus came. And it is so by your word. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, we you bow down, Lord, down here at the altar. All you gotta do is lift your voice and say, please don't forget to pray for me. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. One more time, one more time. Pray for me.
For me.
Pray for me, church.
Pray.
Receiving the word. And we praise God for restoration.
of healthy bodies, healthy minds, healthy memory, in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Any birthday babies in here from August? Will you please stand? This month, birthday babies. Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. May God bless you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. God bless you. It's time we're going to give you the benediction and the blessing of the offering. Don't forget to leave your gift you bought for the Lord before you leave the sanctuary.
Praise announcement. Deacon Leroy is at home. So,
praise the Lord. So,
thank God for that. So keep him in your prayers. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you now for the gifts that we're about to give. We ask that you would accept our gifts, sanctify for your kingdom work in the name of Jesus, and bless everyone that have a desire to give and don't have it to give as well. Bless God, and we shall be blessed. Keep it, and we shall be to your glory. In the name of Jesus we pray. Now unto him who is able to keep us and present us faultless for the precious throne of God. May the grace of God speak to me in the Holy Spirit. Rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And everybody say amen.